believe it or not, we're only a month away from the 1961-62 basketball season. And let's talk with the Baron of basketball, Kentucky coach Adolph Rupp. Well, coach, you lost four starters. How do you feel about the season coming up?
Well, of course, we don't feel too good about it right now because we have a very inexperienced bunch of boys. Whenever you lose four-fifths of your ball club, I don't care where you are, in what kind of a league you're coaching in, you're hurt. And it so happens that we are playing in the major leagues, and we're playing possibly the toughest non-conference schedule of any school in America, and it's going to be rough for us this year.
Coach, if you had to start tomorrow, what would your starting team be?
Well, I think I can answer that, and I'm glad you asked the question because there'd be some names there that'd be very unfamiliar to you. We'd have to go with Burchett at the center. Now, he's only a 6'4" boy by actual measurement, and this year we actually measured the boys and we weighed the boys so we know exactly how big they are. Now, he'll be the smallest pivot man in any of the games that we play. But he's a good jumper, and he has been doing a fine job. I've never seen a boy work harder to try to plug a hole than this boy has this year. I mean, he does work on his own. He's always willing to work, and we'd have to go with him. Then at the forwards, we'd go with Feldhaus at one forward. He's looked very good, but then he looked very good last year at this stage, too. And I do believe, though, that he looks much better this year than he has at any time in his career here at the university. Now, he's a 6'4 boy. Then we have Nash, and he's 6'4½. At the other forward, Nash, of course, is a sophomore, and he's a good big boy. He's a rugged boy, weighs about 215, and could be one of our good boys in the making. Then back at guard, of course, we have Percival, who played there last year and the year before, and we'd have to go with Bassler at the other guard position tonight. If we were starting a game tonight, that'd be our starting lineup.
Coach, you mentioned Cotton Nash, and of course, with the great freshman season he had and all the publicity he's had, is that going to put a lot of pressure on him?
Well, it has already. You can see it's tightened up his play. And tonight, after we had finished workout and everything, I was surprised when I came back out on the floor after dressing that he was out there working with a freshman. So it has put some pressure on the boy. He knows that, as everyone else does, that he is regarded as the most promising sophomore in the United States this year. And that puts a lot of pressure on a kid, and he's proud. He is a very fine student, as you know, and he wants, of course, live up to that reputation. And I'm sure that he will.
How would you describe him as a ball player, Coach Rupp?
Well, I think he's very graceful. He reminds me in some of the things that he does Hagen, when Hagen was a sophomore here with us. Now, of course, Hagen developed to where he's possibly the most graceful basketball player to ever play the sport. And, of course, a deadly shot and a tremendously fast boy. This Nash reminds me a great deal of Hagen when Hagen was a sophomore.
You mentioned the freshman that Nash had been working with, the freshman today. Coach, what about your freshman club? Are you satisfied with the young fellows you have on the campus?
Yes, sir, we are. We're proud of the bunch we have this year. We worked hard to get this bunch, and we got just exactly what the doctor ordered. We have a good bunch of boys in here that should develop into a wonderful team. And, of course, everyone already talking about another great team in the making, and I think we've got the material on the campus now to do it with. And I think it'll stay because they're all good students, three of them valedictorians of their classes, so we ought to be all right from the scholastic standpoint.
Coach Rupp, you mentioned the fact that on the starters are the potential starters. There's no big man. Will you try anything new? Will there be a new look to the Wildcats this season?
No, there may be a new look in this respect. McDonald, one of the boys from Louisville, has looked very good so far this year, too. I'm using him at a guard position and at a forward position. Of course, that hurts. But I used him quite a bit at a guard position today, and he looked very good there. Then Deacon needs seasoning. He's a Louisville boy also, And I just can't help but believe that that boy is going to play in a lot of basketball here for us this next year as a sophomore. He's a 6'3 boy, and he's a very good jumper, can rebound well. In the fact, last year in one game, he got 33 rebounds while Cotton Nash was getting 34. And that gives you some idea of his jumping ability. And we think he's a good prospect also. We like him a lot.
Coach, I know that you've told me in other years that it took three ingredients for a great club, and that was size, speed, and that one killer who could break the game open. Does this team potentially have that?
Well, I'd say yes. We're a much faster ball club this year than we were last year. We don't have the size, but you can sometimes overcome size by good outside shooting. Now, this team has not been a good outside shooting team so far this year. If you have a good outside shooting team, it'll compensate for that big man under the board. But this bunch of boys has been able to work the ball in under the board, and I think they're a better passing team than we've had here for several years. But those three ingredients, certainly if you were picking a team, those would be the ingredients you'd look for. But we don't have that one of size. You don't have that big killer that can come in there and take charge. We don't have that man.
Coach, I know you were feeling yourself a little under the weather for a spell. Are you all right and looking forward to the season now?
Yes, sir. I'm feeling very fine. In fact, the only thing I needed was a little rest. You know, when you go out and make 54 banquet speeches, make a trip to Europe for the armed forces, you're bound to be a little tired. And I needed a little rest, and I'm getting it, and I'm cutting down on all this foolish running around, and I'm going to stay home and do a little coaching now.
Well, Coach, I want to say many thanks, and I want to say congratulations. I think it's about the ninth term you've been elected as the president of the Kentucky Hereford Association.
Yes, sir. That happened last night, and they can't get rid of me for some reason, but I'm delighted to serve in that capacity because, you know, I am tremendously interested in farming. And if they want to use me, I'm glad to serve.
Well, Coach, many thanks and best of luck to you and the Wildcats.
Thank you so much, Kaywood.